Hello and welcome, it's Radio Clash, and it's 1:39, and it's the River Songs Show. Oh yes.
Dedicate this song to little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying, I don't know why I love you like I do, after all the changes that you put me through, used all my money and my cigarettes.
Welcome to Radio Clash. This is Tim, and this is 1:39, and this is the River Song Show. As you might have guessed from that bit of Al Green, you probably know that from Talking Heads version, and that was the Take Me to the River. I have to thank Mark Hooboys, who very, very late, about 2 o'clock in the morning, when I was cooking sauteed potatoes and steak, don't ask. I was running late because I was supposed to have been doing a gig, and it kind of all went to crap. So I did this podcast instead. So I sorted out this podcast, and he sent me over that version, and I thought I'd play it rather than play the Talking Heads version, which is also very good. I like both versions for different reasons. So I was a bit like, oh, this one, that one, this one, that one. So the idea of this show is that I think that many songs that are about rivers tend to share a sort of a sensibility with them. They tend to be about certain themes, psychological and emotional. They tend to be about a journey or a sense of escape. So this podcast will hopefully be a bit of a journey in itself. It's going to be a bit of a kind of a Clash debris. It's kind of a mixture. It's a little bit of digital debris leaking into the Radio Clash canon here. It's all music which I'm not supposed to be playing. Oh, nearly all, I think. So we've got lots of songs that are to do with a river theme, but going down the river, past the lakes and wells, which of course are part of rivers, and to the sea. See it at the end. So it's a journey. It's a musical journey, except we're not going to have 30-foot unicorns or long synth or drum solos or wear silver capes, which I'd be very glad for. I'm sure you really want to hear Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Blame Salad Surgery. Not. I'm well. I have a bit of a non-weekend because John is in Glasgow. So I would usually be out doing stuff and I haven't. So it's been a bit weird being at home on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I'm getting a bit claustrophobic now. I'll actually look forward to going to work just to get out of here. And I was supposed to be doing a gig at the Bushy Beard, which was on Saturday, which I was really excited about in Second Life. I know it's a bit sad, but it was. It's a place in Second Life that it plays a lot of John Peel type music, and it's mostly UK people. Unlike a lot of people in Second Life, which are usually US based, that's actually one of the UK bases, and it's very much like a pub. And it's a really nice place, except I did a really good set for about half an hour. It was going really well, and then their stream just messed up. And I tried different plugins and different ways of connecting, and it all just didn't work. So that was a really real major downer, because there's nothing worse. I mean, if it doesn't start at all, that's bad enough. But when you're actually starting a set, either in real life or in fake life, there's nothing worse than actually you start a set and it just all goes to shit. Well, actually, during when it's going really well. You know, it's like if it doesn't happen, then you're gutted, but in a way, it could have gone to shit. But when it's going really well and you have that snatched away, yeah. Victory snatched from the jaws of defeat. No, it's the way around, isn't it? Snatched from the jaws of victory. Then you're really pissed off. You're really pissed off because it's like it was going so well, and then when technical difficulties kick in, you're like, ah! So that was annoying, especially as I stayed in, especially. I know it's sad, but I didn't have anything else to do on a Saturday, and I thought I said yes to it, and I was like, well, I'm going to be at home anyway. And the other thing that's going on, which is lovely, is I'm going to be offline for the next probably 3 to 4 days because my landlord is doing the still trying to do the carpets in my room, and they've now insisted that, I mean, it's like a level of demands that go up and up and up and up. First it was, you've got to tidy all your room and hang everything up and get everything out of the way, which I did. Oh, and now, they came in and took one look at my computers and my audio gear, which of course I couldn't pack away anywhere because I've got nowhere to pack it, because being in a small sort of, well, smallish studio flat, I can't put it anywhere. All I could do was make sure there wasn't cables everywhere. Now they want me to probably on Monday, I don't know when, they haven't delivered the boxes, box it all up. So I'm going to be computerless and sort of hi-fi less and CD less and probably have nothing, be totally disconnect from the world for the next 3 or 4 days, which is other people will be like, yeah, whatever, but you know, imagine if you didn't have a TV either, so you know, and that TV probably would have to be bundled up anyway, so it's kind of reading and listening to radio. That's what's going to be probably for Wednesday, rather than doing my set in Second Life. It depends how long it takes and how much they fuck around, because they've been fucking around with this for the last month or so. I mean, I didn't hear from them, so I thought, oh, no, obviously they're not doing it. And then two, 3 weeks after I did everything and really almost killed myself spending a weekend cleaning the place, and putting my vinyl and putting everything into the storage space and lifting heavy boxes up to the storage space, which, by the way, I don't think, I can try and put all my, I don't think it could put all my gear up there. I'll try and put as much as possible up there, but it, I don't think it'd be safe because it's not that strong. It's just kind of like, even more stress. And I'm still working in Shenfield and will be till Christmas because they want me to keep working. So I'll be doing more work there, so which is all right. I mean, it's a nice place. It's the actual Shenfield itself is a boring shithole, but the place I'm working is quite nice. So it's the money will definitely come in handy because of all the nightmare of not being paid. And finally, weeks later, I'm finally being paid for things I should have been paid for 3 or 4 weeks ago, or up to about 2 months ago. I'm still owed some money from September, so it's like. So, back to the show. Down to earth. I'm going to play one of the tracks that inspired this. One was an REM track, and this is the other track that inspired this show. This is Super for Animals and Down a Different River.
In youth, spring, it was my Lord. To haunt of the wide earth a spot. The which I could not love the less. So lovely was the loneliness. Of a wild lamp with black rock bound, and the tall trees that towered around. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot, as upon all, and the wind would pass me by in its stilly melody, my infant spirit would awake to the terror of the lone lake. My infant spirit would awake to the terror the land. Yet that terror was not fright, but a tremulous delight, and a feeling undefined springing from a darkened mind. Death was in that poison wave, and in its gulf a fitting grave for him who thence could solace bring to his dark imagining, whose wildering thought could even make an Eden of that dim lake. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot, as upon all, and the wind would pass me by in its stilly melody, my infant spirit would wail to the terror of the lone lake. My infant spirit would wake to the terror of the lake, springing from a darkened mind. So my Lord, in its stilly melody, an Eden of that dim lake, an Eden of that dim lake, lone, lone, lone lake, lone, lone lake, lone, lone lake, lone, lone lake.
This one's called The Well. I could not work, so I threw a bottle into the woods. I felt bad for the doe paw and the rabbit paw, so I went looking for the pieces of the bottle that I threw. Oh, 'cause I couldn't work. I went deep, further than I could throw. And I came upon an old abandoned well. All boarded over, with a drip hanging from the bucket still. I watched that drip, but it would not drop. I watched that drip, but it would not drop. I knew what I had to do. I had to pull those boards off of the well. When I got the boards off, I stared into the black, black, black. And you know I had to yell just to get my voice back. I guess everybody has their own thing that they yell into a well. I gave it a couple of hoots, a hello, and a fuck all y'all. I guess everybody has their own thing that they yell into a well. And as I stood like that, staring into the black, 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 I felt a cool wet kiss on the back of my neck. If I stood up, the drip would roll down my back into no man's land. So I stayed like that, staring into the black, black, black. Well, they say black is all colors at once. So I gave it my red rage, my yellow streak, the greenest parts of me, and my blues. And I knew just what I had to do. I had to turn around and go back and let that drip roll down my back. felt so bad. I felt so bad about that. But wouldn't you know, when I turned to go, another drip was forming on the bottom of the bucket. And I felt so good about that.
Very good. Just put your feet down, child. told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river, 'cause I cry a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. Why you never shed a tear? Remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry, cry, cry me a river, cry me a river, 'cause I had cried a river all over you. If my pillow could talk, imagine what it would have said. 'Twould be a river of tears. I cried in bed. So you can cry me a river. Daddy, go ahead and cry that river. 'Cause I cried how I cried.
After the Lebanon, the water was dirty and it smelled of industrialization. Little Nestor's coffin the mugged up, and globules the color of tomato ketchup. But it flows. City, through dirty brickwork conduits, connecting white witches on the moor, with pre-Raphaelites down in Broom Hall. Beneath the old Treval factory that burnt down in the early 70s, leaving an antiquated sweet shop smell, and caverns of New Garland. Caramel, nougat. Yeah, nougat, caramel. And the river flows on. Beneath pudgy 15-year-olds addicted to coffee whiner, courting couples naked on northern upholstery, and pensioners gathering dust like bowls of plastic tulips. And it finally comes above ground again at Forgedam, the place that we first met. Thank you. I went there again for old time's sake, hoping to find the child's toy horse ride that played such a ridiculously tragic tune. It was still there, but none of the kids seemed interested in riding it. And the cafe was still there too, the same pressing plastic letters on the price list and scuffed for microtop tables. I sat as close as possible to the seat where I'd met you that autumn afternoon. And then, after what seemed like hours of thinking about it, I finally took your face in my hands and I kissed you for the first time. And a feeling like electricity flowed through my whole body, and I immediately knew I'd entered a completely different world. And all the time, in the background, the sound of that ridiculously heartbreaking child's ride outside. Underneath an old railway viaduct. I went there with you once, except you were somebody else, and we gazed down at the sludgy brown surface of the water together. Then, a passerby told us that it used to be a local custom to jump off the viaduct into the river when coming home from the pub on a Saturday night, but that this custom had died out when someone jumped and landed too near to the riverbank and had sunk in the mud there and drowned before anyone could reach him. Maybe he'd just made the whole story up. But he'd never get me to jump off that bridge. No chance. Never in a million years.
Wherever the river may take us, wherever.
took me ages to realise what that sound was. It's, I think it's supposed to be, or might be recording of, the sound of cars going over the manhole covers, because of course in an underground river, of course it's been culverted, and of course the cars are then make that sound as they drive over the manhole covers. I think that's anyway. That's Pulp with Wicker Man. I'm going to keep playing tracks from that Pulp Love Life album, just until people agree the genius of that album, and also This Is Hardcore. This is one of the few bands that I'm a fan of in that regard, but it is a criminally overlooked album, and it's actually very good. And I think it had produced by Scott Walker. They don't let that put you off, actually. That seems to be very, the Scott Walkerism seems to be kept to a minimum, and also I think Richard Hawley was helping out on the album. And then before that was Crimea River by the not Nina Simone. It's marked as Nina Simone, but I'm pretty sure actually it's the Etta James version. But I'm not totally sure. Damn people in there. Bad meta tagging. Then before that was Wax Audio with Dissolved Water. Dissolved by Water All These Years. Damn tags are cut off halfway through the title as well. And that's a mixture of course, Bjork, PJ Harvey, for Down by the Water, which I was tempted to play instead, but heard that and was like, no, I'll play that instead. Also Tori Amos, of course. And that just seemed to be suitable, because before it was, of course, the person there, I'm sure inspired by, certainly Tori Amos is, and maybe Bjork, was Kate Bush with The Fog, from her Sensual World album. I don't play enough Kate Bush, partly because no matter where you are, there's never a time suitable for Kate Bush, unless you've actually put it on yourself. At work, it's never suitable. At home, it's kind of works at home, but it never works at home at work, because I remember putting on a Kate Bush album and noticing its effect. It's just kind of, it's soporific, experimental, and it just kind of weirds out the atmosphere. But I do like quite a few Kate Bush songs. Under the Ivy, I've said before and played before, but it's one of those things that she never rarely ever fits in any mix or any theme or any, you know, just the music's a bit like Bjork. It's kind of unique and also very specific to a certain moment. It either really fits or it does not. Then before that was the Future Heads from their first album, Danger of the Water. Future Heads, you've probably not heard them before. That album is very, very good, that first album. I never bothered with their second album, but the first album is very good. Quite experimental, actually. I mean, like, they did a cover of Hounds of Love, so there is a link there. But the way they did the voices on that album were actually quite, you know, they're a bit like what I've heard of Bjork's Medulla. They're actually, you know, but they haven't got rid of the backing, but they do build up almost like a doo-wop style, their vocals and a lot of their songs, and then add guitars as well. And then before that was Perry and Kingsley, John Jacks Perry and Gershon Kingsley with Moon River. And then the Beatbox Saboteurs version of Moon River with loads of echo. And I have to thank Lumpy for giving me that. And then before that was Smog with The Well. I love that, especially as I first heard it. I just heard the fuck y'all. I was thinking, is he telling his audience to fuck off? But no, and I listened to it, and it's kind of a magic realist song about finding a well. It's beautiful. It reminds me in a strange way of Pan's Labyrinth. It's got that kind of slightly, like, it's normal but it's not kind of experience, kind of very sensual experience of nature, which kind of goes with the whole water theme and staring into black water. Then before that was Anthony and Johnson's with The Lake. I could have played River of Sorrow, but it seemed to be a bit obvious, and actually I prefer that version. And that's actually a version not from the first album, which I do have. That's from The Golden Apples of the Sun, which is Devendra Bernhardt's early compilation. It's 2003 or 2004 it came out. And that's the last track. And that, you know, the version they've got on the album is all orchestrated and whatever, but that version, I think there's only two of them. It just works so much better. And then before that was Super for Animals with Down a Different Ridder. Down a Different River, which is from their Radiator album. And that's another one of the tracks that's, along with The Wicker Man, that kind of inspired this selection of tunes. There's about three or four key tracks there.